agus Fáilte, good Ian Clark coming, Luke Glasgow. It's just gone 8:30 on a Wednesday night. That means just one thing on Highland Radio here is the GA programme with me, Tom Comack, and as usual, hope you can stay with us right through until 9 o'clock. Well, our main topic of discussion tonight is the much mooted and much talked about Club Players Association and, the crux that has been going on is probably a hardy annual. I know Manus Boyle has been writing quite a lot about it in his column in recent weeks on the Donegal Democrat. And of course, that is club fixtures and the inconsistency in club fixtures. And I'm delighted to see I'm joined by Manus tonight on the programme. And we're also joined by John Lynch from Tyrone to get the view from the O'Neill County on the whole process and the problem with club football and what are the remedies and what are the solutions. And of course, the GAA Football All-Stars are due to be announced tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock in the morning on GAA.ie. And of course, quite a big interest here in the Northwest. Six Tyrone and three Donegal players involved. We'll discuss with John and with Manus as well. Maybe a little bit later in the programme, we'll come around to that, the prospect and chances of maybe some Donegal players making that. And just going through the nominations tonight for the first time in quite some time, and it just struck me that probably one of the best forwards in the game at the moment, for some reason, didn't make the 45, and that's Conor McManus of Monaghan. Certainly a strange decision. I didn't see his name on the list anyway. Maybe John or Manus have picked him out somewhere. But we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, Manus, good night to you. And I know, as I said, you have been talking quite a lot or writing quite a lot about it in your column in recent weeks. And probably it's probably one of those scripts that you pull out, copy and paste every year, because it's been going on for a while, this crux of club players. And, club players feel they're not being catered for by the association.
Good evening, Tom. Absolutely. I think it's just the same old spin at the end of the year. There's talk of a new proposal coming in by Pádraig Duffy in the next for the next Congress, and they're even going to add more games into the intercounty scene. And I don't, as long as they're prepared to keep the provisional titles and keep the September dates for the All-Ireland finals, I only see the problem actually getting worse, because whatever chance you had of getting a few games played during the summer, if they compress even more games into it, I think county managers will just say, hold on here, lads, you know, if you're in the top 8 or 10 teams in the country, there's going to be no club football played in those counties. So, we go back to the same scenarios as has been going on the last 20-25 years, that the club footballer is in the best terms a second class citizen when it comes to the GAA.
Yeah, so it does seem that there is a move now actually, maybe to do something about it. And I actually know there's a meeting in Dublin this weekend to form a club players association.
Yeah, I think I read about that, Tom, a number of weeks ago, and a past comment on it last week in the Democrat. And I think it's a great idea. I think it'll get plenty of support. I don't think the GAA the Chiefs will be all that, you know, happy about it. But I do think that any other word that has come out is that their first and only reason for starting up is around fixtures. And to me, that's a good thing. You centre on one topic, you go in, you fight your case on that topic, you don't bring anything else into it. And I think if they do that, and the club players, I don't know how many clubs there is in the country, but you know, the club players are the people that keep the sport going. We can talk about the intercounty scene and it's brilliant and all that there, but the GAA is a community, it's a community group, and it serves the community well in every parish that it's in. And without having a club team, there's nobody for the young fellas to look up to, or the young girls to look up to, if the club player isn't looked after. And at the moment, they're not being looked after. Whether this organisation, I think it's a good thing, hopefully it'll be run as well and in the same lines as the GPA has been run, even though they have dissenters too. I think it'll maybe waking up the people in Croke Park to realise that we have to do something about this. But it's no point making promises, Tom. They have to. I have always thought that the fixtures should come straight down from Croke Park for every county, and county boards have to adhere to them. Mm. You know?
But in fairness to Croke Park, you know, I think Croke Park officials are quite aware of the problem, and they have tried to remedy it with, you know, the 13-day rule and different issues, and, you know, closed seasons for training and all that. But it basically comes down to clubs and county boards at the end of the day for overruling that and ignoring that. And we know the trouble Donegal got into a couple of years ago when they postponed their senior championship until after Donegal were beaten in the All Ireland series, and we know the criticism that Pádraig Duffy received from people in the county when he spoke out against it.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it, when Donegal won the All Ireland, we had in 2012 we had midweek championship matches.
Yeah,
we had, and I mean, county players have a 13-day rule.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't have that rule for club players. We're going to turf them out. I mean, there was an intermediate match. An intermediate championship was pushed through and through and through continuously this year, and we ended up with Burt and Milford playing on a Saturday and Burt having to play in the Ulster Intermediate Championship on the Sunday. We had a quarter final where St. Noel's played Glen, and it was a draw, and they ended up playing on the Wednesday night. Now, on the Wednesday night, 23 players had to make their way back from Dublin and all over the country, from colleges, back to play a championship match, you know, on a Wednesday night.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're trying to kill a sport, that's a great way of doing it.
Yeah. Well, again, and just go back to that Burt one, and I know Burt were very annoyed about it, but it was said to me by Donegal officials, first of all, Ulster officials would say to you, well, you know, that fixture was made by them last October. You know, Donegal officials, it's up to them then to run their competitions. And Donegal officials says to me that they give the clubs three alternatives, and they opted for the latter one, which was to play the game on the date it was played, and obviously play the replay. So, again, a certain amount of it comes down to the club too.
Absolutely. I mean, I would place no responsibility for the way the club fixtures are being handled on any individual within the county board, because their job is impossible, because we have clubs ringing in looking for games off for weddings, for stag parties, for this, that and the other. The biggest problem I see, Tom, is that county managers want their players and they want them. Clubs start the year out with the best intentions. They say, all right, we're going to play without our county players. But when the results don't go their way, such pressure has come on them, right, we're not playing without the county players. Yeah. And then they change their mind and they drag their heels. The biggest problem is that it's the same players and we're trying to take too much out of the same players. I mean, our club championship has just finished. Our under-21 club championship has just finished. And these players go back now to play for their colleges.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing college football to Christmas. After Christmas, if they're county material, they're in the county minors. They're in the county under-21s. They're playing Sigerson. And then suddenly it's the end of February and they're in the inter-county scene or they're back training for their club football. So there is no gap. There is no pre-season. There's no rest period at all. And if you treat your club players in the manner in which club players all around the country have been treated for the last 20, 25 years, you continuously get this avalanche of players leaving the country, club players leaving the country to go on holidays or to go to America for the summer, and they just fed up with it now. I've known a number of players over the years that have just said, no, I just had enough of it, because I can play Donegal League soccer and I know the games Sunday, and they put out their fixture list and it's adhered to, but there's some wee, maybe it's the past, I don't know, maybe, but there's some wee thing wrong with the GA fixture, that when the fixture go down, it can be changed, and it can be changed at the last minute by the word of a county manager or by the word of somebody ringing in and say, could we switch that to 2 or 3 weeks down the line, and then it doesn't get played.
That's the voice.
I think, Tom, unless they broach that problem where fixtures can be changed, then I don't see the problem been changed.
Yeah, that's the voice of Manus Boyle, of course, former All-Ireland winner with Donegal, and of course highly involved in club football, still playing, indeed featuring this year in the Reserve Championship with Killy Beggs. And we're discussing, obviously, the problems of club players and the possible, well, I think it hit the formation of the Club Players Association is going to happen this weekend. I'm also delighted to say I'm joined on the line by John Lynch. But first, before we go to John, just to remind you, you can text us on 087-6469-748. That's a new text number for tonight. I'll repeat that again. It's 087-6469-748. And if you want to text us from outside the dialing area in the north of Ireland, you can do so by texting on us on 00 353 87 64 69 748. I'll just give you that number again, 087 64 69 748. Well, John, delighted to have you again on the programme. Do you have the same problems in Tyrone? John is in there at the moment, is he? He's just gone. We'll get him back in a moment. But Manus, the real crux is, isn't it the county? And obviously it's a very difficult nut, it's a very difficult problem to square, because county teams need the players which will come from the clubs.
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, the I suppose the meat and the sandwich here is the players and all the teams want to take from them. The biggest problem with the JAA that they will have trying to restructure is that there's a lot of competitions. There's a huge amount of coming from schools to intercounty to club, and then you have then championships and all that there. And there's just too many competitions, and you can't just put them all in to the 12 months. And you have to allow players to rest, otherwise they get sick of the game. Now, probably one of the biggest problems that the most successful counties will have is that most managers will demand that they have their players for the entire summer. They have a job to do. The JA now, I mean, the attendance is at club championship or at county championship matches now is well down on 2010. I think they've dropped maybe 13-14% since 2010. So that means revenue streams have dropped. So the JA, and with this new proposal to take in a Champions League at the quarter-final stages, is probably to rejuvenate the revenue and hope that the people start to go back. But, you know, I'm just not sure about it, Tom. I think a lot of clubs are just getting fed up. I mean, Thomas O'Shea, I listened to him on a programme at the start of the year. He said that the intercounty scene is a juggernaut that can't be stopped at the moment, and that club football is just so far behind it that nobody really is interested, because there's no revenue stream from club football for the main body in Croke Park.
Dr. Geirstlicht, Alison Clarcombe and Luke Claskill, a shock, and my special guest tonight are Manus Boyle, who you heard there. And I can tell you we are now joined again by John Lynch. We lost him there for a moment. John, sorry about that, just problems with the line.
Good morning, Tom.
I don't know if you got all of that, but obviously the discussion tonight is about club football, and you heard Manus there talking about the difficulties in Donegal. I think it's a pretty nationwide problem, and it's not just Donegal. How has it gone down, this whole proposal for a players' association or for some, shall we say, equalities or for club football and club players?
Yeah, well, I suppose Manus has covered everything here, really, when it comes to all the problems, Tom. And the talk of this GPA for the club player has come in, but to be honest, Tom, I don't know if it's going to solve a lot of problems. Like it took a while for the GPA for the county scene to come in and actually deal with a lot of problems that was there, and it took a while for actually things to happen and to actually solve some of the problems. But honestly, Tom, in Tyrone, it's the same possibly in most counties that are actually end up in the latter stages of the championship now. And like as Manus was saying, like a lot of emphasis is going to put on the county teams, and the fixtures, club fixtures are so sort of, you know, the club fixtures are grand at the start, and then this whole sort of close season that's going on in the summer now sort of creates this problem that Manus has talked about, where lads are getting fed up and they're going away and they're heading off to America, whatever. But the whole thing, Tom, has been created simply really because of possibly the backdoor system has created the biggest problem when there's so much more games going on. and there's a longer season in it. So I honestly don't see the solution at the minute. Like, there's a lot of people talking about the proposals that's there. I'm not too sure if that's going to solve a lot of problems. The bottom line is, Tom, club players are training from basically nearly now. You know, club teams are basically getting together again. You can guarantee by the turn of the new year, club players will be flat out, you know, gearing themselves to their championship. And the monotonous thing about it all, you know, it doesn't happen until later in the season again. So it's not a good situation right now for the club player. I don't know how we solve it. Personally, I don't know how to solve it, because as Manus said, I heard the same interview, and he said that it is a juggernaut that's not going to be stopped at the minute. County football is the big thing in GAA at the minute.
It's the flagship, isn't it? It brings in the revenues, and you know, we find out so much money has been spent on coaching and games development, and we see 6.5 million going to the GPA, and all that revenue has to come from somewhere.
But see, the bottom line is, Tom, when you look it down, when you come bring it all down to the players, like, I'll give you an example, for instance, of what's going on in Tyrone at the minute. Like, Killiecloughar have won the championship. They're now sitting in the semi-final. Take one player, Mark Bradley, for instance, who played for Tyrone right up until they were knocked out, played for Killiecloughar right through. They're now sitting in a situation where he is now playing in another semi-final, or quarter-final, I'm not sure what it is.
Semi-final,
and semi-final. He's part of St Mary's team, college-wise, for the Sigerson. Plus, he's also going to be involved back again in Tyrone. Tyrone's going to get back again there. So, Tommy's involved in three different competitions, three different teams. And I talked before about periodisation and training. The training is all different for these. Like, you know, the Sigerson training right now is gearing towards, you know, their final, which is this year. They're flat-out training hard. You know, and how do players cope with that? This is where, in my opinion, where a lot of injuries are coming from. And a lot of, like, they talk about burnout. I'm not too sure about the burnout thing. It hasn't been scientifically proven, but it's not so much burnout, but just, like, as Manus had said, these lads get fed up, really, about playing football, and they lose interest. And, like, the thing about playing soccer is, you can go, as he said, you can go and play soccer. It's there, you play it, and it's over. Where the GAA at the minute, just nobody's sure about where you're playing or how you're playing it.
Yeah, but in fairness to the Gaelic, and compared to the soccer has no inter-county as such. You know, that's the difficulty.
I wouldn't even compare the soccer, Tom. But lads, it's like a release for them. They can go and just enjoy a bit of soccer. Where Gaelic is so intense, and the clubs, everybody has sort of taken claim to people, and it's serious on the players. Like,
is it a situation, Manus, that the clubs are letting the players down, and they're not representing them properly, and they have to now go and form their own association?
I think that at certain times at county board level, when club representatives are there, they're not standing up for the players. They may at times stand up for their own club, but they're not standing up for the welfare of the player. At the end of the day, I mean, it's about the players, about playing the games, like about competing in the games. It's not all about winning, and I think people get mixed up. And John's 100% right. Like, when you have see the likes of that Mark Bradley playing in three different managers under three different trainers,
and he probably played under 21 this year as well.
He probably will be. So we'll make it four. I mean, where's the appetite coming from? You know, where's the joy in that? Where's the fun? I mean, that's crazy stuff. And I mean, that's the sort of thing. I mean, you'll have that with club players too. Ordinary club players I'll have to play club senior, club under 21, and they'll be probably playing for their school team. I mean, it's the same thing. It's replicated throughout the country. You know, as John said, I don't know how it's going to be solved, but somebody would want to take a real look at it shortly and stand up for them.
Yeah.
I think it will take a while for the Club Players Association to get on board, but I think if they do, they probably will be the biggest body around, and maybe something that the GAA should, you know, maybe be a bit fearful of.
Do you feel, and you make contact with quite a lot of players, both through playing and also through your column, you get quite a lot of comment as well. Do you feel there's a body support for a players, this club players association in Donegal?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, I've been approached on many occasions to organise a meeting and it's mostly all from past players, Tom, that see what's going on. And they, you know, they're trying to coach in their own clubs. They're trying to bring players on, and this is happening from a young age. I mean, if it was senior football, fine, but you know, we have players in development squads that are being pulled away from their clubs, you know, and are being trained. Even at this time of the year, we have trials going on at this time of the year for development players. And it's crazy stuff, 14, 15, 16-year-olds going out, being given sheets on strength and conditioning and training regimes, you know. I just don't know where it's going to stop. And John's 100% right. It's got far, far too serious. There's no joy in it. And I think the one thing that pushes players away more than anything is if they go to training for Tuesday and Thursday or whenever, and they look forward to the game on Sunday, and it's called off because the county manager's pulled players, or the club don't want to play this game without their county players or whatever. And I just think the GA need to be extremely careful that they don't lose the core value of the organisation as it should be, and a lot of players.
Mm. And do you have any sympathy for the county manager who is, you know, Rory Gallagher or Mickey Hart or Damien Barton in Derry, or we can go on Jim Gavin in Dublin or whatever? You know, they're judged on results, and people and Donegal people and Dublin people and Tyrone people want their county to do well, and if they want to do well, you know, the players have to. You know, again, just concentrate on one team. Jim McGuinness often went on about the, and I think he got some support for it, the fact that the game is so intense now and everything, that it's mentally demanding on players to maybe serve two masters at the one time.
I mean, they would have my deepest sympathies for having to do what they have to do. And I mean, I think it's gonna go to the stage where once players are involved in the county team, they will be involved in the county team until that team is out of the championship. They won't be allowed back to play for their clubs. I hear this term being used, released back to the clubs, and you know, I think it gives the intention that
impression,
you know, somebody
yeah.
owns these players.
Yeah.
And these players are doing this for nothing. Like, this is their sport. Mm. This is what they love doing, and they're being used as pawns in a very, very crazy game at the moment. You know, I would sympathise with a lot of the managers because they have a job to do, and such is the way that we scrutinise the games now, that every game managers are being scrutinised for this, that and the other. And I mean, they want to be successful. That's why they're involved in the job. So they want their players fresh. They want them with their ideas only in their head, not some club manager, not some Sigerson manager. They want their players totally involved in them and them only. And you know, I see that part of it too, and I think that's where counties will have to consider organising their leagues and especially their leagues around not having county players available.
Is it going to come down to that, John Lynch?
Yeah, I know that
clubs are going to have to do without their county players for league football.
Well, so I suppose Man has nailed it there when he says about the managers. Like, the bottom line is, Tom, when you're appointed manager of any team, whether it's under 12s or under 16s, right up to senior, you know, the managers are there, and in the back of their mind, they're there because they want to go and bring this team and win something. So, you know, that's the pressure he's under. So, it all stems from that. And then the further you get up into, you know, a minor age, and that's when players are sort of been pulled and hauled to different other teams. And the wealth of the player really is the bottom line. Like, this is where the communication problem breaks. The communication breaks down as well with managers. Managers are playing lads, in, say for instance, in a minor team, and they may be playing for a school team, and there's no communication. I believe there's no communication a lot of times for a lot of these teams because a lot of these managers, because they nearly would fall out with each other because they're pulling and hauling at these lads, and they want to play. They want them to be at their best for both teams, and there's a serious breakdown there as well, Tom, which needs to be sorted as well. You know.
And of course, there is the other aspect of it as well, and Croke Park officials, and I'm not going to be a voice for them, but just to be the devil's advocate here. They say that you need the high-profile games and you need the long season to keep the profile of the game up, because if you have games televised, you're raising the profile of the game. If you go for long periods without any games that you televise and you have a much more compact inter-county programme. You lose a lot of airtime on television, radio, a lot of space in newspapers, all that type of stuff, which is publicity and keeps the game in the shop window.
Yeah, well, the way the game has changed now, Tom, there's so much TV coverage, for instance, at under-county level now that, you know, most games are covered and there's a lot of publicity there, there's a lot of things going on. County players play that, do that and take it on and deal with it. The emphasis then is pushed on the club player. The club player is looking at this and they're thinking in the same way that it's, you know, they're the stars of the show, and a lot of pressure is put on players the same way, and sometimes I wonder to myself, like, how do you actually bring it back to where it was when you turned up on a Sunday for a match and the pressure wasn't there to be the winning team all the time. When I was playing years ago, that there wasn't as much pressure on a club player to play. I was playing county football and club, but I never really experienced the pressure. Obviously, we didn't maybe go and win, you know, county championships and stuff. But I just feel that the pressure, Tom, on a club player right now is nearly as intense as it is now as a county player. Like, you know, you have to be there at training twice a week, and you have to be doing your programs, your weights programs and stuff. It's so intense, Tom, that this is why players are walking away from it. I think, you know, they're probably, you know, getting fed up with it. Really,
It's going to be it's a problem that's not going to be easy solved, Manus.
No, definitely not. And I mean, whatever crowd of people have to go into that room, I mean, I don't know what they're going to come out with, but I just think we're going to be sitting here talking in 10 years' time about the same problem. I don't see where it can be ratified in order to suit everybody.
A lot of people are going to have to buy into it. Look, before we let you go, the clock is ticking. All-Stars announced in the morning. Manus, Donegal have three nominees: Paddy McGrath, Ryan McHugh, Patrick McBearty. Will we have an All-Star tomorrow?
Yeah, just looking at the list, I mean, there's a lot of Dublin Mayo names on it. There's
11 each, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, Tipperary going to get a few, Tyrone are going to get a few, so, you know, we might just maybe sneak one, but, I mean, if we don't, I won't be surprised either.
Yeah, who's the likely one?
Well, I mean, I would have to say both Ryan McHugh and Paddy McGrath had excellent years, and so did Paddy McBearty, but, you know, if probably And I can't understand why a player that plays in the forward line has picked in the All-Star back line. But to me, Ryan McHugh is probably the standout hope. I thought he had an exceptional year for such a young man.
And John, Tyrone have six. Peter Hart, Colum and Sean Kavanagh, Niall Studden, Cathal McCarron and Matty Donnelly. Manus, reckons you're going to get a couple?
Yeah, Tom, to be honest with you, I think possibly one, Tom, and the one that I would like to see get it would be Colm Kavanagh. Colm had an amazing National League, but unfortunately, as championship had on, player, you know, managers got to know his system and stuff. But I thought Colm has been immense for Tyrone for this past 2 or 3 years. But I'd agree with Manus on McHugh. Ryan McHugh has been, and again, I can't understand why he's in as a defender and he was a forward. McHugh was the mainstay for Donegal this year as well. Like, so.
Anyway, the clock is ticking. Good news for Tyrone today. Sean Kavanagh staying for another year. We talk about burnout. 3 All-Irelands, 5 Ulster, 2 Ireland's Leagues and 5 All-Stars. And he's going again next year.
Yeah, great to see you, Tom. I'm glad to hear that he's coming back in. You know, he keeps himself fresh, Tom. He keeps himself in good shape. So
that's,
you know,
the voice of John Lynch. Sorry, John, we have to cut you off there. My thanks also to Manus Boyle and to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Shocked and Shahogan on GA programme. Me, Tom Comics, Lonagas Bannock.